Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, a partner at PricewaterhouseCoopers, and today's conversation is with Bill Leidinger. Bill's the Assistant Secretary for Management at the U.S. Department of Education. And joining us in our conversation is another PwC partner, Deborah Kammer. Well, Bill, let's talk about the status of the President's management agenda items at the Department. What can you tell us?
Well, in terms of status, where the Department was scored when all other cabinet and sub-cabinet agencies were scored, we discovered, much to our delight, that we had enormous opportunities for improvement. We received the red in all five categories. We felt bad about that till we looked at everybody else's score and saw that there were a lot of reds out there. 84-85% of the scoring in terms of the original status was red. And we knew that not only did we have really enormous opportunity for improvement, but we were in good company. There were lots of folks the same way. We took that very seriously, and we've been working very hard at it. And we are now at the point in the most recent scoring, I think July 1st, we have four green and one yellow, with our yellow being in financial management. But even there, that's not planning, that's implementation. We're installing Oracle financials across the entire department, both in the massive student lending program as well as throughout the rest of the department activities. And that may very well be the first cabinet agency that has a departmental-wide enterprise financial system. So even with that, we're feeling very good about it.
Now, education has a new plan in place called One Ed to address its human capital and competitive sourcing needs. Can you talk to us a little bit more about this initiative?
When we started out, we knew that we had to focus in the human capital area and the competitive sourcing and restructuring. And we started out by deciding that whatever we ended up with had to be ours, had to have departmental ownership, and that meant that the employees had to be a big part of developing what we ended up with. So we got together a large number of employees who spent 90 days putting together our plan. We thought when we started we were going to have three separate plans, a competitive sourcing plan, a human capital plan, and a restructuring plan. We knew as we went about, as we started doing this, that we certainly didn't have all knowledge in the world, and we wanted to be also certain that we had people at the table with us who could challenge us and be very critical thinkers as we went about doing what we were doing, and sort of keep us on track and challenge our thought processes. So we asked the National Academy for Public Administration to come on board and do that critical thinking from the public sector point of view, as well as help us with best-in-class issues from the public sector side. We also asked the Private Sector Council to help us in the same way, bringing private sector experience to us. And we got some great help from both. We were assisted by some folks from NAPA, National Academy for Public Administration, who had great experience in the federal service in a variety of agencies. And from the Private Sector Council, we had some very senior people, like senior vice presidents from HR, from institutions like Chase Bank, Lockheed Martin, and what have you. So we had the best of both worlds. But still, it was not their role to tell us what to do. They were there to help us do what we had to do for ourselves. As we got into the plan, as we got into our activities, we realized that looking at human capital and competitive sourcing and restructuring and trying to address some of the questions that OMB was asking about, how are you going to be shaped, what are some of your metrics with respect to your organization 5 years from now, we began to conclude that you couldn't answer those questions until something else happened. And that something else was that you were satisfied with the work that you were doing. What is your mission? What is your purpose? It's to do given tasks. Execute your lines of business. Well, if that's your principal responsibility, you have an obligation to make certain you're delivering those with maximum performance, if you will, and achieving maximum results. Well, we knew competitive sourcing was on the horizon, and we also knew that we didn't want our process to become an outsourcing process. We wanted it to be a competitive sourcing process. So then we linked the notion of if we have to do the best job we can do at doing what we're supposed to do and at the same time have competitive processes, we're going to have to re-engineer our major business processes to make certain that the departmental employees have available to them the best redesigned business processes to enhance the opportunity and the hope for improved performance and results. If the decision was made then to, if you would, compete those redesigned business processes with the private sector processes, we could be comfortable that our employees would have be in a good competitive posture. Without reengineering business processes, we were concerned that employees would be going out in like old creaky galleons against, you know, some nuclear fleet, and we didn't want that to happen. We wanted our employees to have to be in the best possible competitive position. So that began to lead us into the notion that, hey, the competitive sourcing is really tied up in human capital, because that's a big part of the skills you need for these redesigned processes. And we began to link that with our skills work we did last fall, our skills survey. And we began to see that while we're working real hard to align the department with the president's management agenda and the secretary's strategic plan and all that stuff, our human capital plan and our competitive sourcing was really going to be the engine we were going to use to drive the organization to achieve our strategic and management objectives. So we came up with the One Ed notion, and the One Ed notion says that we're all going to be in alignment. We're all going to be going in the same direction. We're all going to get the noses pointing in the same direction, because that'll help establish the focus. And what we're going to do in our One Ed notion is make certain that we've got the best work processes that we can. We'll go through the competitive sourcing as all federal agencies are required, and we're confident then that we're going to be in a position to deliver best value results, whether it's done in-house or by the private sector. Also knowing that we wanted to avoid an outsourcing process, but rather we wanted to have a competitive sourcing process, we felt comfortable that redesigned business processes with the objective help that employees could get within those redesigned business processes, putting together a competitive package, that our employees probably more often than not will win these opportunities, and best value will be delivered, and we'll end up with a win-win situation as far as the taxpayers are concerned, the employees are concerned, but more importantly, the work we're doing on behalf of the public. Then that led us into some discussions about, well, what does that say about restructuring or what our organization ought to look like? And our answer was, why are we trying to define the answer? Let's let the answer be the result of the product. Let's go through the process, focusing on our work, on our business needs, delivering what we have to do, doing it in a way that represents best value. And when that's done, then the organizational structure that's there to support the end product will be what it's going to be. The architecture will speak for itself. The results will be the results. I liken it to, you know, there's two ways you can get a golf score, if you would. You can walk out in the 18th green, write a number on a scorecard, and hand it to somebody and say, that's what I think my score is going to be. Or you can go to the first tee, you can play through, you can write down your real score at the end of 18, and that's something that's valid and you can have confidence in. That's the direction we're going. And we feel good about what we're doing. We've had it validated. Certainly not only by NAPA and the Private Sector Council, but OMB has recognized it as being one of, I think, the two most creative strategies for linking and relating all of these tasks that we have under the President's management agenda. So once we put that in place in terms of, you know, spending time thinking how are we going to do this, then the time came to put our foot in the path. And we have blanket purchase agreements out in the first task order to begin to implement this. And I felt that if I was going to go around the department sharing with other assistant secretaries that this is the right way to go, I better be willing to demonstrate that I walk the walk. So the first major business processes we're taking on are HR, human resources. Those are processes I'm responsible for, and I want to be able to demonstrate that, as I said, I'm willing to walk the walk. But on the other hand, the HR function is one that cuts across the organization, and it's absolutely fundamental to help us carry out our human capital strategy in the best way we can. So again, it's kind of a win-win to approach that one first. We feel very comfortable and confident about our approach, but I'll also be candid and tell you it's going to be very aggressive and going to require a great deal of work.
You're right. It sounds very aggressive. It also sounds very innovative. Can you give us a sense of the timeline and where things stand?
We hope by January of 2003 to have done all our process mapping and redesigned business processes in eight functional areas. And I know I'm going to miss one or two. But human resources, legal services, audit review, payment processing, the IT processes in both the student lending and the rest of the department, the financial services in both the SFA, the student financing, and the rest of the department, some policy issues involving, again, student financial aid, and the Office of Post-Secondary Education. We're going to have those business processes redesigned by January of 2003, ready to make the decisions about which of those processes we want to subject to the competitive sourcing process. Then we go into the detailed process we've laid out. We call it the strategic investment process leading up to the competitive sourcing. We're also going to incorporate activity-based costing so that we have real metrics on costs as well as on the other metrics we'll be gathering as we go about the business process or engineering, the other metrics relating to performance and cycle time and things like that.
That's a good stopping point. We'll continue our conversation with Bill Leidinger of the Department of Education in just a few minutes. This is the Business of Government Hour.